morning on WCHL, North Carolina will release its first round of scores from the new Common Core standards in about 3 hours, with the understanding that the new method of instruction will take some time to learn. The final two names of those indicted in the UNC football scandal could be released by the end of the week. And UNC will unearth a time capsule from 1988. It happens tomorrow.
The Back to the Future stuff was going on. Huge success. That is where the idea came from.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina prepares for homecoming in just 2 days, while the Orange High School Panthers fight for an undefeated season tomorrow night. And
Bryn Renner has handled his unusual career at Carolina with a lot of class.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 8:06, 59 degrees in Chapel Hill. Relatively warm today. A lot of clouds, but only a 20% chance of showers this afternoon. High today, 65. Nice day, but cold tonight with a low down to 35. The first round of North Carolina's Common Core standard scores are scheduled to be released this morning with the understanding that the numbers aren't looking good. Test scores were originally scheduled to be released in October, but instead the Department of Public Instruction discussed the benchmark for passing scores. State officials considered whether to lower the initial passing scores to allow a chance to ease into the new system, but instead stuck with the numbers that had many worried. The new standards are designed to give the students more depth in their education. Rather than learning a large amount of topics, they are now supposed to be learning more about fewer topics. The 2012-2013 school year is being thought of as a transition year, since there isn't other information with which to compare the new numbers. Stay tuned to WCHL and chapelboro.com for the release of the test results. The state says it expects to release the numbers at about 11 a.m. today. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board members have enough on their mind. They will get together tonight to discuss overcrowding at Glenwood Elementary when the board meets. The popularity at the school's Mandarin dual language program, along with greater than expected growth in the attendance zone, means school officials will need to consider what to do to alleviate overcrowding. Administrators say the school board should discuss spot redistricting as well as the possibility of creating a Spanish and Mandarin dual language magnet at one of the district's other elementary schools. The board will also discuss a plan to ask the North Carolina General Assembly for local control of what goes on a student transcript. Currently, the inclusion of class rank in a transcript is mandated by the state. But local school officials say pressure to maintain high rankings is causing students undue stress, as universities and colleges are increasingly looking to other measures of academic achievement. The school board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock. The meeting has been relocated to the Smith Middle School Auditorium on Sewell School Road. Orange and Chatham County's District Attorney Jim Woodall says the final two indictments in the Unified Athlete Agents Act case could be unsealed by the end of the week. Three people have already been charged with the nation's first charges pertaining to the UAAA, including UNC tutor Jennifer Wiley Thompson and Georgia-based real estate agent Patrick Jones, as well as sports agent Terry Watson. Watson is facing 13 felony counts in violation of the UAAA and one count of obstructing justice, according to court documents unsealed in early October. Jones is thought to have been a runner for Watson, while charges against Jennifer Wiley Thompson focus on money, plane tickets, and hotel rooms she allegedly passed on from Watson, the sports agent, to former UNC football player Greg Little. To see the full stories about Watson, Jones, and Jennifer Wiley Thompson, view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Two incumbents and two challengers emerged victorious on Tuesday night in the race for the Chapel Hill Town Council. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with other council hopefuls who did not win to see what their plans were in the coming years.
I won't be no longer involved with Chapel Hill Town politics. I'm officially resigning from it. I'm going to be the 98% that couldn't care less about Chapel. I'm becoming one of that percentage.
That's Gary Kahn. The Southern Village resident was frank about his disappointment over the loss. Kahn came in last place out of 9 candidates with just more than 1.2% of the votes.
I'd like to thank the 210 people who voted for me. I probably know at least 6 of them. Too bad I didn't get the financial support that I wanted.
Incumbents Sally Green and Ed Harrison were reelected, with George Cianciolo and Maria Palmer claiming the two open seats. Lauren Hintz, who came in sixth place with about 8.5% of the votes, joined Kahn and many other council candidates at Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe Tuesday night to watch the poll results roll in.
Well, I'm disappointed I didn't win. I had hopes. I've enjoyed a lot of people telling me I should run in 2 years, and also I talked to a lot of people who supported me and appreciate that.
As past chair of the Transportation Board and involvement with numerous other boards, Hintz has been active in town politics. He said he hoped the council would continue its efforts in youth outreach and also work to maintain the environmental protection provisions in the town's land use management ordinance. And as to whether he would run again,
I don't know. I mean, it would probably depend upon how many incumbents run for re-election. That's probably the biggest issue, is how many incumbents are going to run for re-election, because it makes a big difference.
To see the full rundown of election results from the various races in Orange County, you can check out the Election Central page on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The current Chapel Hill Town Council is pondering a plan to renovate two-thirds of Town Hall, in addition to repairing damage from this summer's flooding, which was quite extensive. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Flooding on June 30th caused major damage to the first floor of Chapel Hill Town Hall, and repairs could keep much of the building closed until next summer. But Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt and Town Manager Roger Stansel are encouraging the council to consider this as an opportunity instead of a crisis. They're asking the council to rethink the layout of town offices, with an eye towards expediting the permitting and review process. The price to rebuild the flooded business offices and council chamber would be approximately $249,000. The Kleinschmidt says that for just $400,000 more, the town could create a user-friendly permitting center on the ground floor. It would make it easier for developers and homeowners to get projects reviewed by town staffers. The council has a long-term plan for $4.2 million worth of renovations to Town Hall, but officials say that plan is unfunded and not high on the town's list of priorities. However, Business Management Director Ken Penoyer says spending an extra $400,000 now could indefinitely delay the need for large-scale renovations. Some of the council say they want more information before committing the extra money, especially as the remodeling plan does not currently include the cost of stormwater infrastructure improvements to make sure the flooding doesn't happen again. The council's waiting on a report from Public Works detailing the causes of this summer's flooding before making any final decisions. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Newly appointed State House Representative Greg Meyer of Chapel Hill will take his oath of office today. State Senator Valerie Fushi, who also lives here, the last to hold that position, will swear him in. Meyer will take Fushi's place representing House District 50, which covers most of rural Orange and northern Durham counties. He was appointed by a committee of Democratic Party officials in October. Fushi herself went through a similar process when she was appointed in September to fill the North Carolina Senate District 23 seat, left vacant by another Chapel Hill resident, Ellie Kinnaird, when she resigned. Meyer's swearing-in ceremony will take place today, 6:30 p.m., at the historic courthouse in Hillsborough. WCHL's Rachel Nash plans to be there to speak with Greg Meyer, and you can tune in to the Friday morning news tomorrow for a full recap. In Washington, all 55 Democrats in the Senate, and several Republicans as well, are expected to vote yes today on a bill that would make it illegal for employers in the United States to discriminate against gay, bisexual, and transgender workers. But the Republican-led House is unlikely to even vote on the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Speaker John Boehner argues that the legislation is unnecessary and certain to create costly, frivolous lawsuits. A UNC time capsule is being unearthed. That story and more coming up in a moment. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the very best tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees. And, of course, you know at Cruisers you got that great chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great. And they're only 79 cents. It all happens at Cruisers. Good to go. Traffic's been moving along relatively smoothly all morning long. We've had a few problems, but nothing really major. And if you spot anything out of the ordinary, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. Let us know. Rand Northam will report. And right now, everything looking relatively smooth. There are a few little problems out there, but again, nothing really all that much out of the ordinary. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? You can enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Met Village in Chapel Hill. It is 59 degrees in Chapel Hill, believe it or not. A little bit warmer than we're accustomed to. Mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of a shower in the afternoon. All right, temperature today in the middle 60s. Tonight, clear, much cooler with a low in the middle 30s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at a sunny day with a high in the middle 50s. Tomorrow night, clear and really cold. Temperatures tomorrow likely to get down below freezing tomorrow night with a low about 30 degrees. Then look ahead a little bit for your weekend. On Saturday, sunshine with a high in the upper 50s. Saturday night, clear, low in the upper 30s. And then on Sunday, another really nice day, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 60s. Couldn't ask for better weather here coming up in the next few days. 8:16 at WCHL. Well, it's homecoming week at Carolina. Carolina takes on Virginia this Saturday in Kenan Stadium. More on that coming up in just a little while here. But the class of 1988 from UNC is planning to do a little digging into history. History that they created, or at least commemorated. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has more on the story.
Inspired 25 years ago by the popular film Back to the Future, UNC's class of 1988 is going back to the past on Friday.
The Back to the Future stuff was going on. Huge success. That is where the idea came from. So I started thinking about traveling back in time, and I thought, how cool would it be to have a time capsule with all the stuff from current culture and just kind of wait and see where we all are in 25 years.
UNC alumnus Eric Chilton and his classmates are unearthing their class time capsule as part of their homecoming celebration this week. Students have walked by the Time Savers marking stone in Polk Place for 50 semesters. But even through all the changes of season the university has seen since the burial, Chilton describes traditions buried that students can still identify with today.
I remember there were daily Tar Heel newspapers in there. For me personally, I have all the tickets from every basketball, football game, and concert.
There are some things students today may have learned about in their history books.
The Space Shuttle Challenger explosion happened while we were in school. You know, all the big news events that were going on.
And some things Chilton says he may want to rebury in his past.
I have my student ID, which I'd love to see that right now. I think the cards were actually bigger to fit our hair back then.
Chilton received an outpouring of support from the community 25 years ago when he organized the project. A local welder suggested a beer keg as the best thing to use for a time capsule. And from there, the pieces fell right into place.
So I called Fowler, and they were more than willing to donate the keg. And then a local welding company donated their services. And then I'm from Mount Airy, North Carolina, which has a huge granite quarry. So the Mount Airy Granite Quarry donated the stone and did the engraving and the polishing and everything, all that for free. And the university donated the work to put everything in place.
And Chilton is pleased to see that Tar Heel tradition of generosity is still alive today.
It just meant a lot to me that just about everywhere I called, the answer was yes. It was not hard to get all this to happen with the community support.
The time capsule will be unearthed at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. The artifacts will be on display in Wilson Library throughout the weekend. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Authorities have now issued arrest warrants for the owner of a ride at the North Carolina State Fair that investigators say injured five people after safety equipment was tampered with. The Wake County Sheriff's Office said the warrants for 32-year-old Joshua Gene Macaroni were issued on Wednesday, and yes, his name is Macaroni. The statement said Macaroni is charged with two felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury, and a third felony charge of assaulting a juvenile. Two adults and a 14-year-old remain hospitalized in Raleigh, almost 2 weeks after being thrown from the vortex, the ride in question. Two others were treated and released. The ride is owned by Macaroni's family business, Family Attractions Amusement Company of Valdosta, Georgia. A company spokeswoman said Macaroni is represented by attorney Dan Boyce, who did not return telephone calls and emails. WCHL News Time, 8:19. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Everybody's concerned about Brent Renner, Carolina's quarterback for so long. He started 32 times at quarterback for Carolina. And Carolina says senior quarterback Brent Renner had successful surgery on his left shoulder yesterday for an injury that will keep him out for the rest of the season. Renner had surgery In the afternoon at UNC hospitals to repair a detached labrum and broken bone suffered during last weekend's win at rival North Carolina State. The injury is to his non-throwing shoulder. The fifth-year senior had started all but one game for the Tar Heels since the start of the 2011 season. He closed his career as the school's most accurate passer and ranked among the career leaders in touchdown passes, yards passing, completions, and pass attempts. Renner said earlier in the week that he would be in a sling until the middle of December and then would begin rehab work to prepare for NFL pre-draft workouts. Bryn Renner certainly handled all this with a great deal of class, and Art Chansky will have more on that coming up in just a moment. And we have Dave Glenn now, ACC Sports Journal, and the Dave Glenn Radio Show with us, and we always talk a little football with Dave. Dave, it's an unfortunate way for Bryn Renner to end his college career at Carolina, but when you look back on it, I mean, it's been really great under some very difficult circumstances.
Yeah, that's very well put, and I think the word you used earlier, class, also describes the Bryn Renner career. It is a record-setting one. It was through all sorts of coaching changes and adversity. And I'll tell you this, in 27 years of covering Carolina athletics, that young man is in the top 1% when it comes to representing his university, representing his family, being good on the field, being classy, and living with integrity off the field. I have been overwhelmingly impressed by him during his time in Chapel Hill, and he's one of those guys you just know he's going to be successful in life. We don't know exactly where football is going to take him, but that young man is going to be a success.
And one thing is for sure, he's not going to play, but he's certainly going to have an impact. I'm sure that he will continue to lend all kinds of helpful hints and be of all the help he can to Marquise Williams and the rest of the Tar Heels when he's on the sidelines.
That's right. I was talking with Houston Texans quarterback T.J. Yates, you know, who's the guy that's still friends with Bryn Renner, and Bryn caught some of T.J.'s records, and T.J. still holds some of those other records, and those guys are good buddies to this moment, and they have talked about, you know, persevering through some disappointment. You know, any senior quarterback wants to play every snap, so he had first the rotation and now the injury. T.J. said that Bryn is one of the best examples he's seen, and you know, T.J. has to do it right now with the Houston Texans in the NFL, of putting aside your own personal feelings at times and still rooting for the guys around you, and in the case of an injured player, still using your expertise to help your teammates win. And certainly Bryn has plenty of expertise knowing the game of football from the quarterback position at this point, inside out, upside down, and in ways that can help Marquise as he tries to help the Tar Heels win games moving forward.
Certainly a class act in every aspect of the situation, and let's hope that somebody gives him a legitimate shot in the NFL. Well, Dave Glenn, the Tar Heels are on a roll and facing Virginia this Saturday in the homecoming game at Carolina. And normally, you know, we were talking about North Carolina State last week scheduling Carolina for its homecoming game. And this week, you know, some people could criticize UNC for scheduling Virginia for its homecoming game, but it's not quite the same thing.
Right. And, you know, Virginia and NC State are the only two teams that don't have an ACC win yet. And in both cases, you know, the challenge is the same. They just can't move the ball. They're just not getting good quarterback play. And the offensive problems are sort of drowning anything else that those two schools accomplish in special teams or on defense. Where I think Carolina fans will see, UVA is not a bad defensive team, but their offense has been so problematic that it's putting its defense and special teams in really difficult situations. So it's a somewhat similar script as the game against NC State. If the Tar Heels could do many of the same things they did against the Wolfpack, they'll be good enough to beat those Cavaliers on homecoming. But, yeah, I don't think it's necessarily a slap in the face that UVA is that homecoming opponent, but as it turned out, at 2-7, the Cavaliers in that regard do look a lot like your traditional homecoming opponent.
Dave, you've observed a lot of this, not just with Carolina games, but with all kinds of teams out there. How much difference does homecoming and all the festivities that surround it, how much does that really make?
In my experience, usually not a lot. You know, so much of football is getting out there and playing with intensity and blocking out everything else. You know, and so much of football is how closely you prepare during the week and you pay attention to detail and you take your opponent seriously and you watch video for tendencies, even if your opponent is 2-7. Those little things tend to add up. So it's certainly the build-up to the game is better on homecoming. Maybe the weekend for you, if you see family and friends, is even better on homecoming. But I don't know if the 3 hours or so between the lines of the actual game is really any different than any other game.
Dave, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Ron.
All right. Dave Glenn, ACC Sports Journal, and the Dave Glenn Radio Show, WCHL. Let's turn to basketball for a moment. The Carolina basketball regular season tips off tomorrow night at 9 o'clock in the Dean Smith Center with the Oakland Golden Grizzlies serving as the opponent. Sophomore Marcus Page appears ready to roll in his second season playing for the Tar Heels at point guard. Page spent the offseason lifting weights to bulk up and improve his physicality on the hardwood. But Page says he recognizes the three-point shooting will suffer as long as their sharpshooters P.J. Hairston and Leslie McDonald remain on the bench. And that's why he says the Tar Heels have to pound it inside.
You know, the more we get to play against other people with our small lineup or with our different lineups or whatever, will tell us a lot about what works. You know, I think we still need to go inside, and we're not going to make as many threes with our lineup without, you know, P.J. and Leslie as our best shooters. So we just had to understand what we do well in this situation until they come back. And just stick with that, which should be, you know, pounding the ball inside, trying to get on the break.
Page says if the fine play of freshman Nate Britt continues, it's going to make his job a whole lot easier on the floor.
I mean, Nate did a great job pushing the ball, finding teammates, taking care of the ball. So that made it easier. You know, I didn't have to worry about anything, you know, from being a primary ball handler or anything like that. So as long as he keeps doing a great job, it's going to make my job at the two a lot easier.
The tendency to just stand around and wait for a shot on the wing is something the Page is going to have to fight to keep the offense as active as possible.
It's hard to, you know, switch back and forth, but I need to do a better job of not being, you know, so complacent just standing on the wing. You know, I got to get more involved in the offense. I got to move and set screens. I can't just stand on the wing and, like, be a spot-up shooter. So I have a tendency to drift into that role when I'm the two, just because I'm not used to really being over there. So it's something I'm working on.
Carolina basketball player Marcus Page, regular season opener for Page, and the rest of the Heels will be broadcast tomorrow night right here on WCHL. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Carolina basketball on our website, chapelboro.com. It's a big night for high school football tomorrow night. Orange High School's time to stay undefeated. We'll have that story coming up at the end of our next newscast on WCHL from Matt Oaks. 827. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Bryn Renner has handled his unusual career at Carolina with a lot of class. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. As a freshman sitting out the season in 2009, Bryn Renner was a wide-eyed 18-year-old watching the Butch Davis juggernaut get better and better and probably thinking about how he could help the team when he started playing. As a redshirt freshman during the controversy-torn 2010 season, Renner got into three games briefly and actually played a lot more for the UNC baseball team. T.J. Yates was winding up his record-breaking career, and Davis and his staff wanted to squeeze as much out of that season by playing only Yates. The 2011 campaign was under interim coach Everett Withers, and Renner was in his third straight distinctly different scenario. This was as a starting quarterback leading a team that had an NCAA probation hanging over its head. He still led the Tar Heels to a bowl bid while beginning to set passing records in his first full year at the controls. When Larry Fedora arrived, Renner was the incumbent quarterback, and he worked hard to adjust his pro-style game to the fast-paced run-and-shoot offense of the new coach. He did remarkably well in leading the team to an 8-4 season, but sat home with everyone else due to a bowl ban they all had nothing to do with. This season was to be Renner's finest and catapult him toward an NFL career. But with five players gone to the pros, among them Gio Bernard, and a young defense that couldn't get off the field, Carolina struggled on offense to run the ball and put up enough points to outscore the opponent. Injured against East Carolina, Renner sat out the Virginia Tech game and then found himself splitting time with sophomore heir apparent Marquise Williams. By all accounts, he accepted it like a true teammate and actually had three of his best games against Miami, Boston College, and NC State before the shoulder injury ended his college career. He finishes as the most accurate passer in UNC history, the most pass-efficient in ACC history. He ranks near the top among all Carolina quarterbacks in TD passes, completions, and total yards. A great career is an understatement. And while Renner will be remembered for the gaudy numbers, he must also be saluted for putting them up through four distinctly different seasons and doing so with amazing aplomb. This is Art Chansky. see you.
Tickets available now for iconic folk blues superstar Taj Mahal at UNC's Memorial Hall on November 12th. Mahal leads World Blues, an evening of world-renowned musicians celebrating American blues' global influence. Musi Malasela and Fredericks Brown will also perform. Don't miss the rare opportunity to see this Grammy Award-winning legend live. For tickets, visit CarolinaPerformingArts.org or call 843-3333.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes to
you. Today is your last chance at a great offer. It's half off $22 worth of single patty burgers available until midnight for $11. Experience firsthand why Buns is able to snag the title of best burger in Orange County. Buns pride themselves in providing the freshest meat and vegetables for their daily handcrafted burgers. And with today's deal, you get four freshly made single patty burgers for half the regular price. It's half off from Buns. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WSHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. And, of course, it's a fine hotel. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon. High today, about 65. Tonight, clear, much cooler with a low of 35. Hey, tomorrow night, it's going to get even colder with a low down to about 30.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Twitter goes public this morning. The IPO is set at $26 a share. CBS and CNET technology expert Larry Maggott.
Twitter has about 230 million users, which means it's about a fifth of Facebook. But it certainly gets a lot of media attention. That doesn't necessarily translate into profitability. The real question is whether Twitter will not only grow, but find ways to make serious money from the services it offers.
Investment analyst Adam Grossman compares Twitter to another popular social media stock.
It's losing money, unlike Facebook was at the time of its IPO. And, you know, do people give it the benefit of the doubt?
He says at the outset,
there are many funds which will purchase shares at the IPO and sell them within hours and may make a profit.
Fortune magazine managing editor Andy Serwer.
It's a leap of faith if you buy the stock because they're not making money. And what you're betting on is the company's going to figure out a way to make money down the road.
Like Facebook, LinkedIn, or Yelp. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
60 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. The first round of North Carolina's Common Core Standard scores scheduled to be released this morning with the understanding that the numbers don't look good. Test scores were originally scheduled to be released last month, but instead, the Department of Public Instruction discussed the benchmark for passing scores. State officials considered whether to lower the initial passing scores to allow a chance to ease into the new system, but instead stuck with numbers that have many worried. The new standards are designed to give the students more depth in their education. Rather than learning a large amount of topics, they're now supposed to be learning more about fewer topics. The 2012-13 school year is being thought of as a transition year since there isn't other information with which to compare. Stay tuned to WCHL and check out our website, chapelboro.com, for the release of the test results. The state says it expects to release those numbers at about 11 a.m. Chapel Hill Carborough School Board members will discuss overcrowding at Glenwood Elementary when the board meets tonight. The popularity of the school's Mandarin dual language program, along with greater than expected growth in the attendance zone, means school officials will need to consider what to do to alleviate overcrowding. Administrators say the school board ought to discuss spot redistricting, as well as the possibility of creating a Spanish and Mandarin dual language magnet at one of the district's other elementary schools. The board will also talk about a plan to ask the General Assembly in North Carolina for local control of what goes on a student transcript. Currently, the inclusion of class rank in a transcript is mandated by the state, but local school officials say pressure to maintain high rankings is causing students undue stress, as universities and colleges are increasingly looking to other measures of academic achievement. The school board meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight. That meeting has been relocated to the Smith Middle School Auditorium on Sewell School Road. Certainly a lot of people will be able to crowd in there. Orange and Chatham County's District Attorney Jim Woodall says the final two indictments in the Unified Athlete Agents Act case could be unsealed by the end of the week, probably tomorrow. Three people have already been charged with the nation's first charges pertaining to the UAAA, including UNC tutor Jennifer Wiley Thompson and Georgia-based real estate agent Patrick Jones, as well as sports agent Terry Watson, who's facing 13 felony counts in violation of the UAAA and one count of obstructing justice. That's according to court documents unsealed in early October. Jones, meanwhile, is thought to have been a runner for Watson, while charges against Jennifer Wiley Thompson focus on money, plane tickets, and hotel rooms that she allegedly passed on from Watson to former University of North Carolina football player Greg Little. To see the full stories about Watson, Jones, and Thompson, you can view this story on WCHL's website at chapelbrewer.com. Well, everybody concerned about Bryn Renner, even if you're not an avid football fan, you've probably heard about the Carolina quarterback who had a season-ending surgery yesterday after suffering an injury against North Carolina State this past weekend. The injury is to his non-throwing shoulder, but it's going to keep him out of action for the rest of the season. Surgery was taking place yesterday at UNC hospitals to repair a detached labrum and broken bone suffered in the game, and it was said to be successful. The fifth-year senior had started all but one game for the Tar Heels since the beginning of the 2011 season. He's closed his career as the school's most accurate passer and ranked among the career leaders in touchdown passes, yards passing, completions, and attempts. Renner said he would begin a sling until the middle of December and then plans to start rehab work to prepare for NFL pre-draft workouts. Certainly you will see him on the sidelines this weekend and for the rest of the season doing what he can to help this Carolina football team. And in other sports this morning, we promised, we ran out of time during our sports cast, but we promised to take a look at the Orange High School football team. High school football season is winding to a close. One team has really stood out. That is the Orange High Panthers. They're going to be playing for an undefeated regular season tomorrow night when they face conference foe Southern Durham. WCHL's Matt Oakes has been following the Panthers and has the story.
Orange High School has been quietly going about their business this season. As quietly as a dominant, undefeated powerhouse can be, or as quietly as a unit that has outscored its opponents 422-85 can possibly be. But now, here they are. The Orange Crush Panthers are on the doorstep of perfection. If they defeat 8-2 Southern Durham Friday night, head coach Pat Moser's boys will have run the gauntlet and completed a perfect regular season of play at 11-0. But Coach Moser says around the locker room they really haven't been talking about the shot at an undefeated campaign. They just take it one step at a time.
There's been really no talk of it amongst the team. We haven't brought it up as a staff.
Coach Moser says some of the old-timers around the school have reminded him the last time Orange had a run like this back in the 70s. Their one blemish on the schedule came to a familiar opponent, Southern Durham. So you can bet Orange is fully engaged for the battle that lies ahead under the lights Friday night.
It's important, and we want to do it, but at the same time, Southern Durham is a top-notch state contender, and we're going to have to play well.
Last week's opponent for the Panthers, Cardinal Gibbons, reminds Coach Moser a lot of Southern Durham and the explosive offensive challenge his team will face. Coach Moser says he will be hoping for a similar defensive solution to cap off the regular season. The score was tied at 28 last week before some halftime adjustments inspired Orange to deliver a second-half shutout, leaving no doubt of their dominance.
Well, very similar to Cardinal Gibbons. The only difference, really, they have quarterbacks that can move, that can scramble, and they both can deliver the ball deep. Their offenses are explosive and can score quick. They got big play capability.
Everyone can follow along as Orange aims for the undefeated season on Friday night, starting at 6 p.m. with the Grid with Matt and Matt pregame show on 97.9 FM WCHL, followed by live streaming of the big game on chapelboro.com. You can read this story, hear my full interview with head coach Pat Moser, and follow all the latest on high school football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Matt. 8:38 at WCHL coming up. Today's commentary on the way from Wes Hare, and we're also going to tell you all about Legacy Investments in just a few minutes here on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
I cannot wait until next weekend. It's the biggest sale all year at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days of phenomenal savings November 15th through the 17th. Rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, colored gemstones, all on sale. Best prices of the year store-wide, plus all new designer jewelry is being flown in just for this event. Every piece on sale. Guys, if you're thinking jewelry for the holidays, you cannot miss this. 3 days of eye-popping savings next weekend, November 15th through the 17th. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Hi, I'm Drew Moore, chef, owner of Venable Rotisserie Bistro in historic Carmel. I've cooked in every type of restaurant from a mom and pop in Colorado to fine dining in Italy. My wife and I opened Venable to create the kind of place we wanted for our own date night. A nice, casual restaurant where we could get a great burger and a bottle of wine with a friendly vibe and good service. I invite you to visit Venable and taste what I'm talking about.
Serving lunch and dinner with brunch Saturday and Sunday. Reservations available at VenableBistro.com.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Your Tar Heel football team is at home in Chapel Hill this Saturday. Not only that, but it's homecoming weekend at Carolina. It's USC versus the Virginia Cavaliers Saturday at 12:30 with all kinds of fun activities before the game as well. Join Coach Larry Fedora and the team for the victory walk starting at 10 a.m. And at Tar Heel Town, right next to Keenan Stadium, it's the Coastline Band drumming live and all kinds of fun for the whole family. Tickets for the game are still available at GoHeels.com. Carolina versus Virginia, Saturday. Enjoy the Carolina game day experience.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Studd.
Thank you very much. You can also win a couple of tickets to the Carolina-Virginia game by going to WCHL's Facebook page. Get all the details there. 841 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. For several years, Justice United has been active with an affordable housing action team. This is a focus on affordable housing and Section 8 apartment complexes. Now Justice United is working to develop a countywide tenants' bill of rights with the help of Empowerment and the Orange County Human Rights Commission. Chapel Hill and Carrboro have many housing apartments which provide housing for thousands. These families can be seen as the working and low-income residents of our communities as well as students at UNC. Affordable housing means homes which we believe and hope can allow lower income working families to make their rent. Section 8 under U.S. HUD means rental rates no more than 30% of a family's monthly income. HUD requires rights as tenants if they know how to exercise them without fear of reprisal. One, the right to live in decent, safe, sanitary space free from environmental hazards, lead paint, and bugs. Two, the right to have repairs, timely made, and quality maintenance. Three, reasonable notice of any non-emergency inspection or entry. Affordable housing apartment rentals are not under HUD legal protections, and renters may not know how to secure their basic rights in their home place. If you are curious, interested in safe and fair housing in Orange County and want to get involved, contact Empowerment, Dolores Bailey, or Justice United, Tish Galoo, or visit their website for how to get involved, justiceunited.org and empowerment.org. Fear, uncertainty, and legal status are all factors in securing a home place, and justice may require organized and informed tenants. Help, y'all. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 60 degrees in Chapel Hill, 843 at WCHL. We told you we were going to tell you all about Legacy Investments, and we have a couple of special guests in the studio this morning. Will Gaskins is here. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Ron.
And David Leader also here.
Hi, Ron.
Looking good, guys. Appreciate your coming in. And first of all, let's start. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and your company, Legacy Investments.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Again, my name is Will Gaskins, and Legacy Investments is a local registered investment advisory firm here in Chapel Hill. We have been really in business in this area for about 18 months, but we've got over 10 years of experience in the investment industry. We currently have clients in 35 states, and we focus on an all-inclusive concierge-style financial relationship, which makes us a little bit unique from your average bank or your larger investment firm that the listener might be used to.
How do you help individuals and businesses alike right here in the Triangle?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, we've got a lot of clients, both individuals and businesses, Chapel Hill, Durham, Carrboro, Raleigh, all throughout the state. And what we have been asked by our clients over the years is to allow them to have all of their business in one place. So not only do we have Legacy Investments, we spun off Legacy Insurance Solutions earlier this year. So now we are able to handle everything from wealth management, estate planning, life insurance, 401ks, and now all of your small business benefits, especially health care and those supplemental items that your employees need as well, all in one firm so you don't have to shop elsewhere.
We hear the voices of Will and David here on WCHL. They're part of our advertising family on WCHL. And a lot of people talk about retiring, and some people don't know what they're doing. But what are the top mistakes that people make when planning for retirement?
Yeah, Ron, let me give you two or three briefly. The first is that we find a lot of our clients have 401k accounts and old investment accounts that sit around that they have not touched for years, and they just do not know what to do with them. And they simply stick their head in the sand, if you will, and just kind of let them grow old. We specialize in taking those accounts and maximizing the gains. We don't have account minimums at Legacy Investments. So we can work with any individual, any business to help grow any type of account that you may have with us.
Now, a very appropriate question to ask these days is, are you able to help businesses with the Affordable Care Act?
Yes, we can, actually. In fact, our core insurance expertise lies in helping small and medium-sized businesses maximize employee benefits. And that includes major medical and supplemental plans, just like Aflac. We also minimize penalties, such as those for groups over 50 that do not provide employee coverage, and using our private exchange model to simplify the employer's HR burden, for example. In effect, we would really take on the responsibility of employee enrollment. Truly, this is just the tip of the iceberg in how we can make insurance easier and more accessible for all businesses.
Now, let's say that there's someone who owns a business in our local community, driving to work right now and listening to this interview. What can that person do if he or she wants to offer benefits to employees?
That's a really good question. The first thing that I believe an employer needs to do is to identify what you as a business owner can afford. Really, the great thing about what we do, unlike traditional group plans, is give businesses the opportunity to help employees to the best of their abilities without the parameters some policies put in place. I think a good example of that actually is there's often a minimum premium required to be paid by the employer for group and the upcoming federal shop exchange plans, and under this formula, individuals will be ineligible for subsidies. There also could be minimum employee participation numbers involved and required. Secondly, it benefits an owner to have an insurance professional compare rates and to also help ensure an accurate assessment of their particular situation, and we really do take great pride in providing that service.
I know that a lot of people are confused right now about the Affordable Care Act, but I know that you guys at Legacy Investments and Insurance Solutions can explain it all. You also have some special events coming up between now and Thanksgiving. Tell us about those as well, if you don't mind.
Indeed, Ron. We are actually holding four convenient sessions during lunch and after work hours over the next couple of weeks, which will be there to answer questions regarding the Affordable Care Act and provide more detailed information for anyone who feels that they have not been provided enough information to pick an appropriate plan or even to take advantage of the subsidies that can actually make the insurance coverage rather affordable in many circumstances. We'll actually be available next week on Tuesday, November 12th from 5 to 6 p.m., and Wednesday, November 13th from noon to 1 p.m. Then actually the following week on Monday, November 18th from 5 to 6 p.m. and Tuesday, November 18th from noon to 1 p.m. This will be hosted actually by our friends over at Cholinade Restaurant on Franklin Street in downtown Chapel Hill, and we will have hors d'oeuvres while speaking one-on-one with everyone who attends. And the best thing about it, Ron, is it's free.
I love that word. Hey, listen, if somebody wants to find out more about Legacy Investments and Insurance Solutions, how do they do that?
Yeah, Ron, we've got a couple of ways. First of all, we are online at www.legacyportfolios.com, as well as www.legacyinsure.com. And you can also reach us toll-free at 866-922-8622, and we'd be happy to field any calls. So if you're interested over the next 2 weeks, stop by, have a bite to eat, meet us in person, and we'll speak with you one-on-one and help you to the best of our ability.
All right. Thank you, Will. And David, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, everybody, remember that name, Legacy Investments and Insurance Solutions. You'll be hearing more about it here on WCHL, but check them out, and you can find out more. 849 at WCHL. Good morning.
It's coming. Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of the year.
It's next weekend.
3 days of spectacular pre-holiday savings.
November 15th through 17th.
You get Diamonds Direct's amazing value price.
Plus, extra savings on every piece of diamond fashion and designer jewelry.
All earrings.
All bracelets.
All bands.
All pendants, pearls, even engagement ring mounting.
This is the big one.
Buy now, save big, and let us hold it for you till Christmas.
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
November 15th through 17th.
Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Are you in a hamburger mood? Buns of Chapel Hill is serving up the best flippin' burgers in town 7 days a week. Voted the best burger in Chapel Hill by readers of the Independent Weekly, the Daily Tar Heel, the Chapel Hill News, Chapel Hill Magazine, and ChapelBurrow.com. Located right in the heart of downtown on Columbia Street, just steps away from Franklin, and online at BunsOfChapelHill.com. Buns of Chapel Hill. We'll put you in the mood.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Clara, an 82-year-old ex-dancing queen seeking a caring soul who enjoys pasta and is comfortable driving. Find out if you're Clara's perfect match by becoming a home instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
Ted Seagroves proves why the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency is worthy of protecting your family by receiving the President's Club Award.
It's geared on not just sales, but service and all aspects of the business, so that you're just a well-rounded agency doing lots of things for your clients.
Just like the Tar Heels, the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency is always up to the challenge. Contact them today and let Ted's family protect your family.
Go long.
He runs toward the end zone. He's at the 20, the 10, touchdown! Ow! Ow!
Dad?
Moments like this are why we created OrthoNow, a walk-in service providing same-day treatment of acute orthopedic conditions like sprains, sports injuries, minor fractures, and joint pain. Because whether you're playing ball on the field or in the driveway, you deserve the expert care of UNC Orthopedics. UNC OrthoNow, open Monday through Thursday 8 to 7 and Friday 8 to 5. UNCOrtho.org.
Experience the power of the fiery young Johannes Brahms. Internationally acclaimed pianist Ole Mustonen joins the North Carolina Symphony under the direction of Grant Llewellyn for Brahms' impassioned first piano concerto. Sunday, November 17th at 7:30 at Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, feel the power, the intensity of Brahms' first piano concerto with your North Carolina Symphony. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com or call 919-733-2750. Also at ncsymphony.org.
854 at WCHL, and I wonder if you remember the word of the day today from Wayne Pond. What's the word? Rather short, four-letter word. Not what you're thinking. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the word, if you know how to spell it, and if you know the definition. Call right now and you can be a winner. $10 gift card to Cruisers. The word of the day always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. And your number to call right now, once again, 919-929-9245 or WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Sean Sloan has an eco-friendly store in Chapel Hill called Twig with one simple philosophy. Everything Sean sells is as easy on the environment as possible. All Sean's products are eco-friendly and many are fair trade as well.
We started Twig about 5.5 years ago with the idea that people would like products or goods that are sustainable, that are good for the environment. And so we have an eclectic mix of products that are good quality, something for kids, some fashions, some new age, healthy living kind of good.
Sean calls it his green mission and culture. He says he always wanted to have a genuine and meaningful commitment to the concept of sustainability. That's why he first got into the business of offering SodaStream machines.
And it's fresh, it's convenient, you don't have to lug the bottles. And it really makes sense as far as the environment goes, because you're not wasting all the disposable bottles, you're not paying for the water to be transported from whatever country it's coming from, spring it's coming from. So it really makes a lot of sense, and people are recognizing that.
Sean says it's a constant effort to learn every day what's eco-friendly and why. He thinks it's important to be very knowledgeable about everything he carries. Sean says it's about more than just selling stuff. It is a business, of course, but he says Twig is more than just that.
We're an eco-friendly shop with a lot of variety. If you haven't checked us out, we are local and one of a kind, so we think you'd enjoy it. It's worth just at least visiting and saying hello. And I would say, once on a personal note, I would say work for peace and justice. And we really are happy that we're part of the Chapel Hill community.
According to Sean Sloan, you can feel good in knowing that what you buy at Twig makes a difference and is serving the greater good. Sean is also big on supporting others in our community, holding fundraisers for local nonprofit organizations, and continuing to do his best to educate the community about sustainable and responsible living, and also about local and global affairs. He says it's important to work with other people and other businesses in our community so that we all thrive. Sean Sloan, thank you for all that you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Gobble, gobble, said the guajolote.
Margaret, are you talking gibberish or giblets?
I'm talking turkey, Ron. Guajolote means turkey in Spanish, and I thought this would be a fun way to wish everyone a wonderful Thanksgiving.
But Margaret's Cantina is closed Thanksgiving Day.
True. We spend Thursday with our families and friends, but we're open the rest of the week, and our Southwestern cuisine is the perfect alternative to traditional Thanksgiving fare.
Margaret's Cantina in Timberline Shopping Center. Seasonal, local, authentic.
I cannot wait until next weekend. It's the biggest sale all year at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days of phenomenal savings, November 15th through the 17th. Rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, colored gemstones, all on sale. Best prices of the year, store-wide, plus all new designer jewelry is being flown in just for this event. Every piece on sale. Guys, if you're thinking jewelry for the holidays, you cannot miss this. 3 days of eye-popping savings next weekend, November 15th through the 17th. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know your home-based business may not be covered by your homeowner's insurance? Many people have started a home-based business, but there's strict guidelines between homeowners and business insurance policies. Business pursuits within the home or conducted in a detached structure are excluded from the standard homeowner's policy. Don't assume your home-based business is covered for property liability. Call High & Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Buns, Burgers, and Fries. It's half off $22 worth of single patty burgers available until midnight for $11. Experience firsthand why Buns is able to snag the title of best burger in Orange County. Buns pride themselves in providing the freshest meat and vegetables for their daily handcrafted burgers. And with today's deal, you get four freshly made single patty burgers for half the regular price. It's half off from Buns. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Elmo's Diner, voted best breakfast and best Ken Friendly by the Indy, by ChapelBorough.com and Chapel Hill Magazine. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carborough. Actually, going to be a nice day, 61 degrees right now, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today about 65. Tonight, clear, much cooler with a low down to 35. And then tomorrow night, we're going to go all the way down to about 30.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environment.